21 before the hour on America in the Morning. Kevin McGarry is co-founder of Every Black Life Matters, and he's written a book called Woked Up, How the Woke Movement Has Betrayed Us. Kevin, I'm sure many groups could make that claim. Who are you addressing specifically?
Who I'm addressing specifically are the wokesters. These are the people that have been manipulated and deceived into believing that being woke is actually something that is that should be heralded and something that they should virtue signal over. Actually, being woke confirms one thing definitively, and you can't escape it. It confirms that you are, by definition, a white supremacist and a racist. So all wokesters literally are caught in a root of white supremacy and racism, and they cannot escape it unless they denounce wokeism, unless they denounce Marxism, unless they denounce social Darwinism. That's what the book confirms.
Okay. And this has been going on for years because our kids now that got taught this information in kindergarten are now in college. So how do we unwoke the woked?
Well, what I encourage everybody to do is actually do the research. I mean, we're so much better when we learn a little bit more about what's happening. What's happening right now is many are gripped and swept into a movement, a cultural, social movement, okay, and that's wokeism. Once they understand the roots of it, once they understand the target of it, once they understand the evil schemes behind it, then they'll be empowered to do something about it.
And so the book points these problems out, but has some solutions as well?
This book does footnote all of the appropriate history that you need to understand about the woke movement. And then once you understand the basic facts about this, then you'll be able to help coach them out of their woke mindset.
So you're co-founder of Every Black Life Matters. What are the most important challenges the black community faces in America? And have some of these woke doctrines basically pandered to the black community and help aid their perceived feeling of hopelessness?
Oh, that's a great question, John. Okay, so Every Black Life Matters is specifically and strategically named that because the biggest plight in the black community, the biggest strategy to undermine black achievement is literally in the womb. And this came by virtue of Margaret Sanger, who says, look, we don't want the word to get out, but we want to fully exterminate the Negro population. Margaret Sanger, of course, is the founder of Planned Parenthood.
Kevin,
about helping blacks. Yes.
We spoke last week here on the show to Dr. Alveda King, who is a staunch supporter of right to life. So you are on track with her thinking. She believes abortion targets the black community in the most heinous of ways, as do you.
This is a historical fact. If you look at the actual quotes from Margaret Sanger, founder of Planned Parenthood, and her move to exterminate blacks, that is the number one plight in black America today. And if we can do something about that, we could help end the scourge of wokeism, especially as it relates to abortion. And we can end wokeism as it relates to not providing school choice. And we can, and then the other huge, huge factor is fatherlessness. So number one, we're being targeted in the womb. Number two and three are the things that social anthropologists say the biggest impact on crime and poverty today is fatherlessness and school choice. Now, mm-hmm. If we can just get serious about doing something about the crime and poverty by virtue of actually doing something about fatherlessness, Then we could say that we're actually woke up. You want to help blacks, you fully support school choice, you fully support fathers within the home. That's how you help blacks today.
Kevin McGarry is co-founder of Every Black Life Matters, chairman of the Frederick Douglass Foundation of California. He spent over 35 years in IT, and the book is called...
It's called Woked Up, W-O-K-E-D, Up. And the subtitle is Finally Putting an Axe to the Taproot of White Supremacy and Racism in America.
Your background, were your parents putting you through college?
No. I worked 40 hours a week and took 24 units when I was in college, graduated in 3 years. Just a hardworking brother, man, who came up out of the Hunters Point Projects in San Francisco and project housing in the 1960s.
Kevin McGarry, thanks for joining us. And a website where folks can find out more?
Everyblm.com, everyblm.com. They can also find me on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel called Y'all, Y-A-L-L, Woked Up. University. So you can subscribe to me on YouTube. Y'all woke up.
Thanks for being with us, Kevin.
Wonderful, John. Thank you for having me.